This is Side Cuts. 2020. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Very exciting. Obviously, the New Year is always very exciting. Hope you had a wonderful holidays. I'm exhausted from doing a whole lot of too much of nothing. Eating way too many things at Oink or Moo. Gotta cut down on that, actually. Been watching some highly disturbing documentaries on factory farming. Anyway, again, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2020 on Side Cuts. Now, why are we so frugal with New Year's, with our New Year's resolutions? Why are we so frugal? We're so gratuitous with so many things we do, but with resolutions, we tend to be very frugal. Common ones that you hear: I'm going to eat better, I'm going to exercise more, I'm going to try to be a better listener, I'm going to try to read more, I'm going to be on my phone less, I'm going to exercise more. Did I say that already? I'm not going to eat dessert. Why do you rarely hear ambitious resolutions? Throw the ball down the fucking field, man. Go for the touchdown. Be aggressive. Throw it right down the middle. Elevate. Jump and grab that fucking rebound. Sprint up the hill. Go for it. We all take all-inclusive vacations. We all have taken all-inclusive or preference or opinion, and that it is not subjective. And if you don't like these certain food items, then you are a fucking nut. Plain and simple. I put these on my list because during the course of my life, at least one motherfucker has said to me, I don't like this or that things on this list. And honestly, I understand if you don't like foie gras or mushrooms or Chinese cucumber. Those things are gross. But the things on these lists are undeniably delicious. And you're crazy that you don't like them. Number 10, rice wine vinegar. As far as acidity goes, people have a strange conception of it. Oh, it's too sour. This wine is too sour. Acidity is the great balance. Imagine lemonade without acidity or salad dressing without acidity. I do want to say lemon juice might be the best acid of all times, but no, I'm giving it up to the Chinese here. I'm giving it up to the Asians, actually. I'm not sure who invented rice wine vinegar, but I'm pretty sure, certain it was Asians. Number 9. Onions, the most versatile vegetable in existence, a relative to your close friends, the garlic, leeks, scallions, and the shallot. What can't you do with a fucking onion? Seriously, so versatile. God bless the onion. You can eat it raw in a salad, in a sandwich, thinly sliced as an important partner, as the base for soup, stocks, and sauces, sautéed, fried, deep fried, roasted as rings, pickled. And it's a wonderful metaphor for the many layers of whatever you are trying to hyperbolize. Another common excuse for hitting the onion: I don't want to smell like it. Look, onions, and really any of his relatives, they don't give you bad breath. Not flossing does, you ignorant fuck. False aggression. Number 8, olives. Lots of folks don't like olives. And my favorite, though, and it's hard to pronounce, the Castelvetrano olive, the fleshy green one, so earthy, so delicious. Oh. And you know, if you don't like olives, you're not trying hard enough. Did you like sushi or beer the first time you had it? No, likely not. I do believe that olives classifies in the category of acquired tastes. So don't give up. Try harder. Number 7, Putinesca. I know lots of people who don't like cooked tomatoes. You're crazy. Putinesca is the most complete tomato sauce in terms of flavor profile and its ingredients. So satisfying. So of the earth. Just a lovely, lovely tomato sauce. Number 6, Burgundy wine, specifically Pinot Noir. A lot of people complain, it's too light. I can't taste it. Fuck you. It is the most perfect grape, yielding the most perfect wine. Pinot Noir, specifically from the Clos de Vougeot region. I can't recall the name of the winery, but I had a 1997 Grand Cru. in 2007, again, a Pinot Noir from the Clos de Vougeot region in Burgundy, France. And that fucker ruined red wine for me forever. Everything I've had since does not compare to it. It ruined red wine for me forever. I remember I can still taste it. I can still smell it. On the nose was an ecosystem of earthly and magical fragrances. Each sniff different. It just kept evolving in the glass. Could smell so many lovely things. And the first sip, and the only way I can describe it without getting into what I tasted, was that it was like a laser beam of infinite, subtle, and seductive flavors shooting down my palate to infinity. That wine changed my life. Burgundy wine changed my life. Number, where are we? Number five, fish congee. It's cold outside. It's freezing outside. You've been eating too fancy all week, i.e. super rich foods out at restaurants, meaning greasy, heavy, and overly seasoned. And tonight you feel like something clean, but satisfying, something simple, something to warm your insides, to warm your guts, but that won't bung you up. Sliced fish congee. And I know it freaks a lot of people out, freaks out some white people I know, but congee, come on. It is the staple of comfort Chinese cuisine. Number four, marzipan. I can't even articulate why I love marzipan so fucking much. And I've been trying to figure out how to articulate my love for marzipan for years now. And this is what I got. Imagine for a second if a unicorn ate almonds all day long. If a unicorn ate almonds for breakfast, lunch, brunch, as a snack, all day long, all the time. And then he jizzes. I imagine it would taste like marzipan. I know it would taste like marzipan. Marzipan is unicorn jizz. So delicious. Number three. And again, this list is composed based upon food items that people, at least one person during the course of my life, has expressed a dislike towards. And I think that you're fucking crazy because certain foods, it is not a matter of opinion or preference. It is not subjective. They are simply delicious and we should all love them. Number three, apple crisp. Another winter evening, damp, cold outside. You feel a bit under the weather and you feel like something sweet. And you feel down because you've been working too much and you feel like the wings to your personal and financial autonomy are being clipped day by day and that your dreams are drowning in the sea that is your cowardice. You need some hot comfort. The oven is on. You can smell the cinnamon. Three types of apple. Crunchy apple. Acidic apple. Sweet apple. A variety of textures. Soft, firm-ish, firmer. Brown sugar, butter, oats. Easily the best hot dessert ever. Easily. Oven, boiling, hot dose of a perfect balance between sweet and tart. Crisp and crunch. Name me a better hot dessert. I fucking dare you. Number two, chocolate chip cookies. There are quite a few people that I know that don't like chocolate. How the fuck can you not like chocolate? Fuck you. Chocolate is a miracle. Chocolate is a miracle. You're missing out if you don't like chocolate. Fresh baked chocolate chip cookies might be the best dessert ever. It was invented by a lovely woman named Ruth Graves Wakefield. She invented the chocolate chip cookie while she owned the Toll House Inn in Whitman, Massachusetts, some years ago. She owned a restaurant which featured and specialized in home cooking. And yes, there are a million desserts you can make easily at home, and many of them are homey and humble in its design and in its form. But to me, the chocolate chip cookie is the OG in that category of comforting, easily made home treats. Home cooking forever. And by the way, maybe we're all sick and ailing because home cooking in the US. Its creator and producer is a woman named Nanachka Khan. I don't know shit about her, but what we do know is her parents immigrated from Iran and she was born in Las Vegas and grew up in Hawaii. And by appearance, she is a person...
care about Dominic Conan. I care about, the people that I care about. And like, I'm not interested in Long story short, I am not interested in the global audience. I want to talk to the people that I want to talk to. And the people that I want to talk to are the people in my life. I don't give a fuck about anything else. I don't give a fuck about anything else. And that's it. And ultimately, that is what inspires me the most. Is that money? Is that diamonds? Is that champagne? It ain't a Ferrari. It ain't free pussy. It's not any of that. I just want to hang out with people that I want, that I love. And why not try to make money with it?